Welcome to the 365 Message Center Show, episode 330. We have a few different interesting combinations of messages. First up, we have something for Outlook and Teams where you can respond and say, I'm following this meeting. I'm not necessarily attending, but I'll follow it. We have slashes coming to Teams Compose message box. So we're seeing slashes in other places. What does it mean for Teams? And lastly, a special Viva Engage community that will, in one click, create a place for you to drive adoption of Copilot in Microsoft 365. This is episode 330.
I love it. I love it. And I love the, you know, I was like, slash. We're going to slash. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Welcome. That slash actually is just a little too close to a dab, which is like so.
Oh, no, like, no. I was not dabbing. Let's make sure. No, I will never hear the end of that. Thank you, everyone, for being here. This is a special episode because you're here, and we feel honored that you're watching and listening on the audio podcast as well. We're very honored. And you know what? We'd be even more honored if you'd just share this episode out with your friends and family and your coworkers. You know, just copy the URL or send them to 365mcs.com. You can do that on all the socials via email. I'm a firm believer in email, so you can use email still.
You believe in it, do you?
I do. It's a thing. And it's a thing. If you don't believe in it, it still is there. So it doesn't matter if you believe or not.
Well put.
So please, and while you're on those channels, those social channels, might as well hit us up. We are at 365MCS. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode, the things we cover. And if you're on YouTube, you know, hit us up in the comments as well. Smash that thumb. Hit the bell. I think I'm done now.
I was just picking up on you said you're still a believer in email. You know one thing that we do not have, Daniel?
Okay.
We need to have a show at m365mcs.com email address that people
are you saying
can
we don't
hit us up on. Do we have one?
Yeah.
What is it?
Let's go with show at 365mcs.com. Hit us up. We'd love to hear from you.
Make sure you create that address after the show. And
hold on, I got to go do something.
Between now and the editing process.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hit us up. Cool. Show at 365mcs.com. If you'd like to be on the show, if you would like to provide some input, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you there. But more so, we'd love to hear from you in the comments and on the socials, the socials that matter. We are there.
Yep.
We've done enough of that. One thing I would like to say, I have stickers. I am going to be in Orlando at the Microsoft 365 Community Conference. This week already, I'm there. You're listening and watching. I'm already there. So find me. I'm going to give you a sticker because I don't want to bring any of them back. I have a workshop Monday talking about Copilot and grounding in SharePoint and then a session on Wednesday. Find me. I'll be at the MGCI booth. Whatever. Just find me. I'd love to hear
MGCI, what does that stand for?
That is the Microsoft Global Community Initiative. It is lots of things. One of the things is that it backs, that we back, is the communitydays.org. But there's lots of things going on in the community. So there's going to be a booth there and with a lot of other booths. But anyway, love to talk to you, say hi, get a selfie with you. So hit me up.
Yeah. I think hats off to all the work that community does or that committee does because it is amazing what the community does, and it's cool to be able to encourage activities and Saturdays yeah. that people get together and do things and promote that, you know, and lift up those new user groups as well to increase community.
Absolutely. You know what would also increase community? Having time not being in meetings. That would also help
you
have time for community. So let's jump into it and talk about how we can do that. Is that okay with you?
Sure. How do we get out of our meetings?
Let's not frame it exactly first message. Microsoft Outlook and Microsoft Teams respond to meetings with follow. I put it in quotes but follow. MC786325. So in the new Outlook, okay? So when we're talking about this, we're talking about new Outlook. Mm. You're going to be able to respond instead of saying, yes, I'll attend, or no, I'm not going to attend. You're also going to have an option to say follow. And what that is saying is, I'm not declining this because I still want to be involved and updated about this meeting's topic. However, I ain't showing up. So, I mean, it's just...
Check your attitude, mate. Come on.
I ain't showing up, boys. So, so you click on follow, and it tells the organizer, hey, this person, and it's telling the organizer, if they have new Outlook, that this person is following. They're not going to attend. And this also means that when the organizer comes into the meeting, they're going to get a reminder from Teams that people are following this, meaning they're not here. Maybe you want to hit record. It's going to be a prompt. I think that's actually really cool. Mm. It also, when the organizer is looking at the meeting information, they can highlight over an information dot on people saying that it's following. When they get your response that you're following, it's going to say, hey, maybe consider recording this meeting, because as a follower, I am going to get access to the meeting. And I think what that means is, and there's some guessing we're having to do a little bit on some of this, but is that if I actually wanted to attend, I could still attend. If things happened, maybe I could still attend, because it's going to show up in my calendar as free, but it's still going to be there. But I also have access to chat, which is interesting, which brings us other questions about what does that mean? And because if we decline now, then we don't get that. But if we do tentative, do we have access to chat if we don't join the chat? Anyway, so there's still some questions, and maybe we'll talk about that in a second. But for this, I think it will definitely help those people who are into too many meetings, have been invited to too many meetings, instead of saying, okay, tentative, but I'm actually never going to show up. And so the organizer's like, okay, they said tentative. Are they going to show up? And they ping you, hey, are you going to come to the meeting? No. It tells them, I'm not coming, but I'm still interested. So I think that's great. I'm going to ask you, Darren, I'm going to prep you with this about whether you like this or not, what you think about the differences between this and tentative and everything. But I want to mention to people, if you are using old Outlook, so classic Outlook, you are not going to see this option to follow. And then if the organizer is using the classic version, then they're not going to see that you followed either. They're actually going to see you as tentative, which...
Well, like they get an email body that says this person followed.
Yeah.
But if they go to the RSVP
tracking
response.
Yeah. The tracking of responses, it's going to show tentative. Mm. So, Daryl, do you like this? What are your thoughts on the whole comparing it to tentative? You know, all of that. What are your thoughts?
Mm. Well, first of all, I would like to take this as an opportunity, a PA, public announcement or public, to encourage people. RSVP to meetings. Don't just leave them there as non-responsive. It helps the meeting planner. It helps the people who plan to present and all that sort of stuff. So with this follow feature, love it. All right. I actually think that it is better than saying it's tentative, because you actually have a clearer intention. I'm saying I can't attend this, but I'm still definitely interested in the content. I still want to be a asynchronous participant in this meeting. How about that? Yeah. So we can still participate in the chat afterwards. I can catch up with the recording, which you can anyway. Mm-hmm, but it's really I think around the chat now. That is the questionable part, though, Daniel. We want to know or have a better idea of how this chat operates, because if we accept the meeting, we can be part of the chat, and sometimes we have experienced those pings that get annoying over the top of what we're trying to work on at the time. Whereas a follow, does that mean that we will be able to access that chat afterwards, but we're not going to get those notifications? That'd be my wondering. And then with tentative, you know, that tentative status where classic organizers see as tentative, that you're tentatively accepting the meeting. But when you choose follow, apparently one of the benefits is that it'll still appear in your calendar, but it'll show as free. So you'll see a block, and that's a nice reminder that, oh, there was a meeting on, that's right, and I can go back and I can look at the recap. But it still allows people to book my time. Now, for a classic viewer, when they see tentative, are they going to see tentative as in I'm tentatively accepted the meeting, and that shows as tentative in my calendar as availability? Or am I going to show as free? Daniel, I want you to answer this.
You want me to answer? I am going to guess that they see you as free, but we don't know. Don't know. But that would be my guess. Which would make sense, and it actually would follow along. It would be nice if the only thing that was tentative about this is the organizer using Classic, looking at their tracking, sees tentative. Mm. But if they go to your calendar, it shows free, or anyone else. That would be great. I hope it's not mixed. So
I've got another comment to make about this too. When I first heard about this feature,
I'm just joking.
You just click follow. I'll continue, and you can catch up with what I'm going to say later. But when it first talked about, I think it was talked about alongside a Copilot feature and the ability to say, I'm going to follow this meeting. I can even ask Copilot about what's going on and what are the key points, attend. But I'm not actually attending. Yeah. So it's nice that we're seeing this, and we can actually get a clear picture that this follow capability is not just for those with the AI capabilities, Copilot or Teams Premium, but doesn't matter what level you're at, you can still follow to a capacity based on what your licenses enable you to do.
Absolutely. And that's, you brought that up. I think it's a great point of, and will be a great functionality. I think people will see is, well, if you have Teams Premium, then maybe when you click follow, after the meeting, it sends, now I'm just making all this up, okay? I don't know, but it sends you the recap. That would be amazing. Like, instead of having to go to the recap and see what send me an email because I followed it, send me an email with the recap. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Microsoft, I hope you're listening. Always great. Listening. So, yeah.
Well, we know they listen, Daniel, because sometimes they send screenshots and say, is this going to be something I should watch?
Right. That's an inside thing, people. Sorry. Targeted release rolling out late April, completed by late May, and then general availability early June, completed by early July 2024. So definitely looking forward to that. You know what I'm also looking forward to, Daryl? I want to get rid of Microsoft Teams parentheses work or school. Can I just get rid of it, please?
Well, the name, or that you just don't want to use Teams at your work or school place?
This is my lead-in to the next
message. All right. Microsoft Teams, open brackets. Work or school, close brackets. Application on Windows will be renamed to Microsoft Teams. This is MC786324. It's not big news, but it kind of is. I mean, it's
don't we already
thing.
Have a Microsoft Teams?
Yes, we do. But on Windows, we've had to call it out as being one for work and school, and one that is for personal, but it was just called Teams. And this really did cause some confusion for those of us adopting Windows 11 early on. Teams Personal was built into Windows 11. It popped up. It did all sorts of things. And change managers spent a lot of time, or, you know, organizations spent a lot of time saying, don't click that one. Click the one that is work and school, okay? It's nice and clear, but don't click the one that just says Teams, even though it looks a little different. They said it in that accent too, by the way.
I was about to say, was that like a Scottish slash German or something? Like,
no, I'm not even going to try and pretend to say which dialect or part of the UK it's there, because I'll get it wrong, and we'll get a lot of people writing to show@365mcs.com. All right, but continuing on, because this is supposed to be a short message, Daniel. Stop interrupting me. is that it's going to be renamed to how it should be, right? Microsoft Teams, the one that we more frequently use for work or school, is going to be called Microsoft Teams. And the one that is for personal use will be renamed to /personal, or rather -personal. We don't want to confuse it with slash, because that's another whole other message in the agenda. And this is going to happen rolling out early May in targeted release, and complete mid-May and general availability. Why are we calling this general availability? It's just a rename. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me.
Wow, I'm making you cough and everything.
Oh, totally. I just realized that. Why the fanfare? Mid-May 2024, expected to be complete early June 2024. I'm getting cynical. Sorry, it's just...
Wow.
You know, it's like having this... Yeah, but no, you know, sometimes we see messages where it says, we're really excited to announce this thing that we're removing. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Anyway, good move. Well done. Thank you. Glad to have the message. Moving on, thinking of segue processing, going to Copilot, asking for segue and map this message through to what Daniel is going to talk about, which is something to do with Power BI. Wow, that was really, really lazy.
That was
There's some changes in Power BI, and they're going to happen at a tenant level.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that cleverer?
Wow, okay. Upcoming changes to tenant settings for Power BI Copilot features. MC785029. So there is a setting in the tenant settings for Power BI that says users can use a preview of Copilot and other features powered by Azure OpenAI. Okay. And that setting, if you have not played around with it, if you've not modified that setting at all, then Microsoft's going to turn it on for you. You're welcome. So this change is basically, we're turning it on because maybe not enough people have turned it on. I don't know. They're forcing it on you. So that's the reason why we're covering this, is that we want to tell you that rolling out late May 2024 through mid-June 2024, Microsoft's going to enable that. So if for some reason you want to disable it, I'm not suggesting you do that, but if you need to do that for some reason, then you're going to need to do that before May 20th. It gives you instructions. Basically, you can go and enable the feature, turn it off, you know, basically enable it, save it, turn it off, save it again, and then they won't force it on you. I don't like when Microsoft does stuff like this, to be honest, but I get it. So just make sure that you go in and do that. See, quick message, but make sure you make a decision that, hey, we're not enabling that, well, now you're going to have to go and enable it and then turn it off. or Microsoft's going to force it on you. So
wow, that's how you do a quick message.
Yeah. So let's see if you can practice. Well, no, not on this next
not
one.
This one.
You were talking about slashes earlier. Tell me about slashes in Teams.
Yeah. So I'm restraining the cheekiness because Australians and New Zealanders know.
Okay.
But yeah, Microsoft Teams introducing slash commands in the compose box. MC785024. Daniel, we've had slash commands. Where have we seen those before? In Teams.
Mm-hmm. In the search box.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we're going to see.
Oh, this was a test? Did I get 100? Yeah,
you got 100%. You know, like when teachers do that thing, like, I'm looking for an answer. Looking for an answer. No, that's not what was in my head. Let's try again, but good answer. You know, you just did that. Slash commands. Well, as we read through them, there's a few that are going to be available in the Teams Compose box where we write our messages. And as this message goes, we have a lovely animated GIF. So I think Microsoft does listen to our show, Daniel, because we asked for a few more animated GIFs. So good to see that. Right. I've got to talk personally here at this point. I have got used to using forward slash because I like using loop, and I use other applications that use a forward slash too, to access a menu where I am in the moment to do something for me. And I don't have to necessarily memorize what that thing is, because often these things have tooltips, like this one does too. So I quite like this, that in what appears to be a chat experience, I can quickly change my status. I can hide the chat. I can do things with it. I can pop it out into its own separate window. But there are a couple of other things it can do, Daniel, which I think are quite cool too. What else might we add to a chat? We've got a couple of options here that are listed.
OneNote? No, wait.
/ OneNote. Ooh, is that a feature request already?
Yes. You know, and we see examples here. We can add loops. We can add apps.
See, this is the teacher thing again, right? Like, that's the thing, yes, I had in mind.
That's the thing you were wanting, I know.
Yeah, keep going.
We can add apps, which, yeah, I think is kind of cool to be able to add in. Add code, if that's your thing. So we can add several things.
Yeah, code many block. Things. Even one there that's / record a video clip. The one that isn't there, and I have noticed this too, I think this is the case. No, this isn't the case. I get my / mixed up in which applications I'm thinking of. And this is the thing. I think these have been added into Teams as a convenience, and they've been brought down to the place where we type in rather than the search box at the top for convenience, so that in line where we're working, we can access things that we might want that experience to do, whether it be attach something or to switch things on and off, even down to settings or shortcuts. You can show a banner there. Now, we're basing all of this on a render in a animated GIF, right? So it could be that these aren't going to be the final choices. But I like them. But, Daniel, do you think they'll catch on for – Try to think beyond the old fogies that we are. I mean, sorry, speak the classic IT users.
Speak for yourself.
Well, we're not new.
I'm new. I don't know what you're talking about.
New to the workforce. What are the cool kids
new
like
to the
to
day?
Use?
I'm new to the day. That's what, to this day. What was your question?
See, no. You are old.
No. So you were
/ remember.
You were asking, will people actually use this? Yeah. The answer is no. And so do we move on to the next message? Or?
Are you speaking?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Do I think most people, and now I'm not, so most people, when I say most people, I'm not including like power users, and I'm not including IT people. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about most business people who use Teams to chat and have meetings and share files, blah, blah, all that stuff, right? Do I think they're going to be going, oh, I need to / code and insert some XML here? No, They're not going to use that. Are they going to slash settings so I can get to settings of... No, they're going to go click up and do settings. Why? You know, they're not going to do that. That's not what normal people do. Tech people? Yeah, sure. Power users who get used to it? Sure. Loop? No, they're going to click the loop button. Why would I go slash loop when I can just click the loop button? I just don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be
Let me put it another way. What would you add to this list that would make it useful? Because I have an idea, but I want to hear what you have to say.
One thing that came to mind very quickly is show me everyone that's in this team. So I can at mention, figure out who I can at mention. Show me tags that are available to me in this team. Stuff like that, that instead of having to go show me membership, you know, those kind of things that take me 3 or 4 clicks to get to, those kind of things and I might start using it. In chat, I don't know. I don't know about chat.
I can see that /copilot or /compose or /draft might get in there somewhere eventually. But in other places we can use a /to attach a link to a document a document. No? /.
But there's an attach
begin
button.
To type.
Like, I don't know. maybe that one's a maybe for me. I can see it, but I can also not see it because there's a button. Click the button.
Well,
but if I could start typing the name and it actually find it very easily,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Look, I love that we pause and we take a deeper dive and we offer value. So I mean, we're reminding you to like this episode and mention it. And you know, once you see the chapters in this YouTube video, you can also share just that chapter if you think that this was quite a cool deep dive.
Yep.
Targeted release will begin rolling out mid-May 2024 and expect to be complete late May. And general availability worldwide, GCC, GCC High, DoD will begin rolling out mid-June and expect to be complete late June. Let's see what these /s can do and what more will arrive.
Sure thing.
Moving into, let's talk community, Daniel, and leveraging community. Leveraging community to drive adoption of
a certain thing. Are you just going to read the whole message with your...
No, I'm doing the why, you know, the whole Simon Sinek thing. The why before you actually even talk about the message. I'm way ahead of you, Simon.
Microsoft Viva Engage, : new adoption community for Microsoft Copilot for Microsoft 365. How many Microsofts can be in one title? MC784156. So this is coming soon. A special feature, and it really is a special feature. Viva Engage is going to say to those admins, so the network admins, right? That's the term left over from YAMA. The network admins and corporate communicators is going to give them a banner in their feed. Okay, in their home feed, and say, hey, don't you need a Copilot community within Viva Engage? And they're going to be able to dismiss it, but always go into the settings of Viva Engage, and there'll be a section, a button, or I don't know what you call that. Like a, it's not a button, but it is a button. You click on it. So I don't know.
Tile,
that sounds better. In settings, so you'll be able to click that. So what does it give you, though, if you roll it out? So it's going to create a community, surprise, surprise, and have some content and available to you. It's going to have some suggested content, some feed banners to bring awareness. That's the banners it's going to have, but it's going to have one-click creation, so be able to click it and just, it's going to do it. Suggested content, conversation starters as part of it, top questions. And one thing that I'm very interested in, and I raise my eyebrow when I say this, very interested, is this suggested members. So we see more about that in one of the screenshots that you can see at the top right. It shows basically the functionality that in the community, where it shows members, underneath it, it's going to say expand your Copilot community. And it says, and at least that's what's in this rendering, add other users with Copilot licenses to this community. And then it says add all. It's a link there. You can click add all.
Hmm.
Well, I think that's interesting functionality, because what if I'm an admin? I've created this community, but I'm not an admin of anything else, just of Viva Engage. So I don't have access to who has licenses to Copilot. Okay. So is it going to show for me that I can click everyone? So now I've basically invited everyone to this community that has a license.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know how many licenses are in my environment, and I know who have them now because I've invited them, yet I couldn't actually see that, you know, anywhere else. It's just very interesting functionality. But the other interesting part of that is, hey, Microsoft, let's do this for other products.
Yay.
I mean, make it easy to create a community around other products, like, I don't know, I'm just pulling stuff out of my hat, Glint or Power BI or, you know, any other Power Platform, you know, any other that services Amplify. That have their Amplify. Anybody, well, corporate communications, you know, those, yeah. that, you know, any of the things that you have to have special, you know, you have a separate license for or whatever, make it easy to create a community based around that and invite everybody that has that. That would be amazing. I think that'd be interesting.
I agree. You know, I think it's things like this where I know it is targeted at Copilot, and definitely that's it's going to be important to leverage what's capable, what we do have in our tool set to drive adoption and reach out to people. But with the investment being put into it for Copilot, other products surely could benefit from this too.
It'd be nice. It really would be. Hmm. So rolling out to a Viva Engage environment near you. General availability worldwide. Late May 2024 through early June 2024. So I'm kind of excited about that too. Bring awareness, drive adoption, help people with, you know, I'm going to give you a little teaser as to the workshop I'm doing during the conference, using this to bring out suggested prompts, help people create prompts. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do with this type of community. So I think it's pretty interesting.
Hmm.
And Daryl, I sent you a PDF and I need you to sign it. So if you could go ahead and do that and then annotate it with some text boxes with your thoughts and feelings, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, I will need to annotate it because this document you sent to me, I'm going to have some feedback. I'm going to have some feedback before I sign anything.
Our transitions this episode are very, very interesting. I'm just going to say,
oh, yeah.
Hey, and if you've got feedback, send us an email to show@365mcs.com. Yes, it works. Go ahead and send it.
It does. It does. We've used it 3 times now. Microsoft OneDrive, pause for effect. Annotate PDFs with text boxes. This is MC783215. All right. When you open up PDF from OneDrive, we have a lovely PDF reader that doesn't just show you the PDF in a way to scroll through it, but it also lets you edit it and annotate with ink and with highlighters. But what has been missing up until this point is a text box. So that's what this message is about. Add a text box to annotate on a PDF from OneDrive. Really useful. I actually would like to also see maybe comment bubbles. That could be good too. But yeah, Daniel raises a point though. Like, how often do we open a PDF from the OneDrive app? So, I mean, we're opening it, we often use it, and it sort of opens up an Edge for you. Is that right, Daniel?
Yeah, I have PDFs. They open up in Edge for me, which is amazing because Edge has this functionality to be able to highlight, write. I will caution people to, and I did not know this, so our listeners are getting some interesting information here that I did not know. When you do that, when you open up a PDF in Edge and write on it, and I don't know about OneDrive because I have not tested it, it actually doesn't flatten it. Meaning, anyone who opens that PDF in Edge can get the eraser and erase whatever you've written. Okay? So, caution. You know, when you're doing that test. So, what I have found is if you flatten it, I can use another app, a PDF editor app that I've had for a while. You save it, but you flatten the annotations, then it actually becomes part of the PDF. Just test it, people. Don't rely on covering sensitive information up and then sending it.
Right.
Test it. Make sure it actually flattens it before it gets sent to other people.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
When you're opening that PDF in Edge, is it that it's downloading the file and letting you edit the file and then save it? Or is it putting it in some kind of collaborative space in Edge where you can annotate and play around with the annotations?
It lets you save. Oh, okay. I mean, there's a save button, so you annotate and you click save, and it saves it to that original document when you close it. And then in my testing, I've reopened that file, and I'm able to erase things. And not just in Edge. I'm able to open that file in my PDF editor application and erase those annotations.
Ah, I see.
So just be careful, people. But I'm excited about this because if you're in OneDrive in the browser and you click on a PDF, it open, like you said, it opens it up in that viewer. So even if you're in Edge, it doesn't allow you to use Edge's tools. I often am looking for files in Windows Explorer, you know, and from Outlook, right? And able to just open it up and it opens an Edge. So it's nice to be able to have that functionality if you open it up in the browser from in OneDrive in the browser. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So with this step five, it does talk about when you're finished, you can save those changes and it exits the edit mode and saves it to the PDF. So that's good. Right. When is this arriving? It's generally available mid-May and expected to be complete by early June. And you know, something else is that complete, indeed, Daniel? This episode.
Good job. We've made it and we haven't collapsed on ourselves. It's great. Thank you, everyone, for being here to watch the potential collapse, but not of the show.
Of the event horizon.
Yeah, that's right. Make sure you leave us a comment. Please share the episode out. We greatly appreciate it. We see you. We really do appreciate you. And we would like to hear from you as well. Thank you so much for being here.
And Daniel, have you ever thought like maybe we need to have like a Patreon role where, you know, we scroll hundreds of names up the side of the screen to those who have paid that extra thing?
Yeah.
Send us an email to you
at show@365mcs.com. with your payment, and we will scroll your name. It'll be great.
Yeah. And this was an episode brought to you by email. Thanks all for joining. See you next week.